Friends, we have now come to the time in worship when we get to read a book from the Bible. And before I start reading it, I want to tell you where it is in your Bible so that if you want to, you can follow along. We're going to be reading part of the Bible that comes from a book called Matthew. And that book is in the last 25% of your Bibles in the New Testament. And if you can find the New Testament, here's a hint. Matthew is the very first book in the New Testament. So once you find Matthew, I want you to flip until you find chapter 25, and then we're going to be reading from verses 31 through 40. Now, most of your books that you read don't have verses in them. This is something special we have in our Bibles, and it's to help us know exactly where we are reading. You'll notice a small number at the top of each sentence. That is the verse. So again, we're in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, starting at verse 31. I want to give you a little bit of background to this story as we're reading it today. Now, Jesus had some followers. We call those followers his disciples. Even today, we call people who follow Jesus disciples. You and me, we are disciples of Jesus. But when Jesus lived and walked around the earth, his disciples had a question for him. They said, "What is it going to look like when God is in charge of the world?" Now, that's a difficult question to answer because we don't know exactly what it would look like if everything in the world were as God wanted it to be. So Jesus told some stories to help them understand what it might look like. And this is one of the stories that he shared. In this story, Jesus says, "When God is in charge, I will be like a king, and all the people of the world are going to come to me, and they'll be put into two groups. There's going to be the people who did what they were supposed to do. We'll call those people sheep. And then there are going to be people who didn't do what they were supposed to do. Those people will be called goats." When I read this story right now, pay particular attention to what Jesus says to the sheep and what the sheep say back to Jesus. Again, Matthew 25, verses 31, and we're going to end at 40. "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these members of my family, you did it to me.'" Friends, our God is still speaking. Alleluia. Amen. Now, friends, this is a time in worship when either Reverend Jenny or myself gets to share a special message with the entire church. And before we share this message, we always ask for you to help us. And the way I'm going to ask for you to help today is by praying with me. So I will tell you what to pray, and all I ask you to do is to repeat it back to me. Can everyone do that?
Yes.
Okay. So everyone, please get ready to pray. You can close your eyes. Maybe you can bow your heads or put your hands together if you want to, but you don't have to. But let's go to God in prayer and repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the lessons he taught us.
Thank you for the lessons he taught us.
Help us to help others.
Help us to help others.
Help us to be committed to service.
Committed to service.
Amen.
Amen.
Friends, I am excited because today I get to talk about what it means for us to be committed to service. Service is something that I care about very deeply, and I know a lot of people in this church do as well. In fact, service is so important to us that it is one of the four values of this church. Now, if you've been with us in worship for the past 5 weeks, you know we have been in a 5-week sermon series all about these values, but not all of us know the values yet. If you've been in Sunday school, some of these values might be brand new for you. So what we're gonna do is right now, we're all gonna practice the values all together. Now, Sunday schoolers, you guys are a little bit off the hook because this is new for you. The adults have had 5 weeks to practice. So if they don't have it by now, I don't know what we're gonna do with them. So friends, each of our values begins with one of the letters of the name of our church. And our church has a long name. It's Old South Union Church. So our values are, and I want you to do this with me if you can, they begin with the letter O, show me O, then S, and then a U, and then a C. So our first value, and adults, if you know this, I want you to say it with me, then we're all going to repeat it after me. Our first value is O for open and welcoming. Okay, everyone all together. Open and welcoming. What that means is at our church, we welcome everyone. It doesn't matter if you're young, it doesn't matter if you're older, it doesn't matter if you're black or white, gay or straight, Republican or Democrat. It doesn't matter if you have a full, beautiful head of hair like Reverend Jenny or no hair at all like me. You are welcome at this church because we are open and welcoming. Now our second value begins with the letter S for shaped by the teachings of Jesus. All right, it's like 25% participation. It's okay, we're all gonna repeat it now. We are shaped by the teachings of Jesus. And what that means is that when you're in Sunday school, you learn about God, Jesus, and the Bible every single week. And guess what? Even upstairs here in the sanctuary, we still learn about God, Jesus, and the Bible every week because all of us are shaped by the teachings of Jesus. Our next value is U for united in God's love. Let's all say it together now. United in God's love. This means that we know that God loves us, and because God loves us, we want to share that love with everyone else, both inside this church and beyond, because we are united in God's love. And today we're talking about the C value, C for committed to service. And that was like 10% participation. But that is okay, because this is today's value. This is new for all of us. Let's say it again. C, committed to service. Now, what does service mean? What are examples of service? Service is any time that you help someone else. So maybe you see someone who's hungry and you give them a snack or a meal. That's service. Maybe you see someone who's really sad and they're crying and you go up and you say, hey, can I give you a hug? That's service too. Or maybe there's someone who's brand new in Sunday school or in your regular school and they don't have any friends yet, and you say to them, hey, I would like to be your friend. That is also service. Now, here is something that I have learned about service. Service, helping other people, is always important, but it's not always easy, is it? It can be really hard to give up your meal so someone else can have a meal. It can be hard to ask someone, can I give you a hug? It can be hard to make a new friend. But service is always important. And that's what Jesus was teaching us in this story that we just read. Now, to be fair, our adult Bibles can be a little hard to understand. I mean, even for me and Reverend Jenny, sometimes we spend hours trying to understand the Bible before we share it with you guys. So I'm gonna share the story one more time, but in a different way, because I'm gonna have my little friend here, Sheepy, help me out. So, we're going to go over the story that Jesus shared one more time, but here's the thing. I need you guys to help me in the story, okay? At certain points in the story, I'm going to ask you to do something with me. Can you do that? So remember the story. So Jesus, and I'm going to pretend to be Jesus. I know better, but I'm going to pretend I'm Jesus for the story. So Jesus says that when God is in charge of the world, there's going to be two groups of people, the goats And we don't have a goat puppet because they ran out of them on Amazon. And the goats are the people who did not do what they were supposed to do. But then there were the sheep, like sheepy here, who did what they were supposed to do. And Jesus says to the sheep, "Sheep, thank you so much. You were so kind to me. I was hungry." Can you rub your belly like you're hungry? Everyone, rub your belly like you're hungry. "I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty." Everyone, can you pant like you're thirsty? Oh, I'm so thirsty. Oh, I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. "I was sad." Everyone, show me sad. "I was sad and a stranger and you were my friend." "I was cold." Everyone, shiver like you're cold. Can you show me you're cold? "And you gave me clothing to stay warm. I was sick." Can you put your hand on your head like you're sick? "You're so sick. It's so hot. You got a fever. And you took care of me." "And I was in prison." Put your hands together like you're in prison and you're locked up. "And you came and visited me." Now, when Sheepy heard all this, Sheepy was confused because Sheepy didn't remember doing any of those things. And so Sheepy said to Jesus, "Jesus, what are you talking about? When was it that I saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? When were you ever sad and I was your friend? When were you ever cold and I gave you clothing? When was it that you were sick and I took care of you? When was it that you were in prison and I visited you?" And then Jesus said to the sheep, and this is the most important part of the story, "Whenever you helped out one of the least members of my family, one of my little brothers and sisters, you were helping me." Now that's a big idea. That's a really confusing idea. In fact, even us grown-ups sometimes struggle to understand what that means. It's a mystery. We don't know the answer. But I have an idea about what it might mean. In this story, in English, it says, "When you help one of the members of my family." But in Greek, Jesus said, "When you helped my brothers or sisters, you were helping me." And you know what that means? Jesus is our big brother. Everyone, I want everyone to say this after me. Jesus is my big brother. Jesus is my big brother. But you know what? Jesus isn't just my big brother. Jesus is also everyone's big brother. So everyone, find a neighbor, and I want you to say to that neighbor, "Jesus is your big brother too. Jesus is your big brother too." But because we don't want to play favorites, I want you to go to your other neighbor and say to them, "Jesus is your big brother too. Jesus is your big brother too." Now, my hunch is there's a lot of people here who have brothers or sisters, but if you don't have brothers or sisters, you have friends. And when someone does something nice for your brother or sister, that can make you feel good, right? I'm a big brother. I have two younger siblings. And every time someone helps them, that makes me feel good. And because Jesus is everyone's big brother, whenever we do something to help them out, you know what that does? It puts a smile on Jesus' face. So I want us to do something that's never been done in this congregation before. I want us to have a smile competition. Right now, put on your biggest smile. Who's got the biggest smile? Joe's not smiling. Joe, come on, show your smile. There we go. We got some great smiles down here. Haley's got a really good smile. Travis over here has got a great smile. Todd's got a great smile. Oh, friends, we got so many beautiful smiles. You know what? It's hard to choose a winner. It really is. It's hard to choose a winner. But this is something I can tell you. As big and beautiful as all of your smiles were right now, Jesus' smile was even bigger and more beautiful every single time you do something to help someone else. So we know that service is always important, but it's not always easy. But what are some examples of service? What can we do to help other people? Yesterday, our church had a day of service. We did lots of different things. Some people helped out in the garden. Some people helped clean out the tunnel downstairs. Some people were with mothers and children in need. So I'm curious, what are examples of helping people that put a smile on Jesus' face that you can think of? What are some answers? Raise your hand. I'm serious right now. Yes.
Helping in the food pantry. Yeah. Do you have an example? Helping people. Helping people is always a good idea. Noel.
Love. Love definitely makes Jesus smile. Denise. Donating to the food pantry also makes Jesus smile. Yeah, over here. Scoring in hockey makes you feel good, so Jesus probably feels good too. Lena.
Raising money.
Yeah, and giving the money to other people, right?
Yeah.
Raising money. Any other examples of what we can do to make Jesus smile? Kylie.
Huh?
Football? Football makes Jesus smile sometimes. Reagan. What'd you say? Getting an A, working hard in school so that you can learn and help others. Yeah, Marilyn. When you forgive someone, that's a big idea, but that's really important for making Jesus smile. And let's do one more here in the back. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Learning how other people have helped other people as well, that can make Jesus smile. So friends, there are so many different ways that we can make Jesus smile. So here's your homework assignment. When you go back home after worship, your job is to find one way to help someone else so that Jesus can be smiling this week. Because you know what? If every single person here did just one thing to help someone else, how many times do you think Jesus would smile? Too much. My hunch is hundreds and hundreds of times. Okay, now friends, before we move on, I want to see if we actually know our value. So let's go over them one more time. We are O, open and welcoming. S, shaped by the teachings of Jesus. U, united in God's love. And C, committed to service. Great job, everyone. Y'all did a great job. Fantastic. Amen.